Pascal Kovacic is happy to present Notorious, the story of great love, how the music of Duran Duran defined the rhythm of my life. Narrator, David. It's not just music. It's the frequency that resonates with the energy of love. It all started with a hand-recorded cassette and the hiss of a tape that might have seemed like any other. But while the world was racing toward an unknown future, the music of Duran Duran became the soundtrack and the existential compass for so many lives. From the first discoveries with lifelong friends to concerts experienced as sacred rituals, Pascal Kovacic leads us on an electrifying journey through the decades. In these pages, a passion for the most iconic band in pop history intertwines with unbreakable bonds, the challenges of time, and the secret to eternal youth which lies in the beauty of experiencing new emotions. Notorious is the intimate and joyful story of how a group of boys from Birmingham taught a man that passion is an act of resistance, and that a great love, when nourished by the right sound, never fades away. Are you ready to tune into a world of energetic wonder? To those who still seek an ordinary world within the notes of a dream. To those who answered a prayer in the dead of night. To you, my companion on this infinite journey, because our frequency will never fade away. Preface. There are encounters that do more than just occupy a space in our memory, they rewrite the very genetic code of our lives. For some, it's a book, for others, a journey. For me, it was the hiss of a magnetic tape and a mystery-filled laugh exploding through the headphones of a Walkman. Notorious is not a chronicle of musical passion, nor is it the biography of a band seen from a distance. It is the story of an energetic wonder, that invisible force that transformed a group of boys from Birmingham into an existential compass, capable of guiding a man's steps across four decades. Within the pages of this book, you will discover that the music of Duran Duran was not just a soundtrack, but a universal bond. It forged brotherhoods born at school desks, defied the dust of military barracks, healed wounds, and orchestrated encounters with destiny so precise they seemed written between the lines of a musical score. It is an invitation to never stop being die-hard fans, because within that loyalty lies the secret to keeping the heart forever alight. Are you ready to tune in? Introduction. It all started with a click. The play button sinking in, the hum of the tape, and then that sound, layered, electric, inimitable. In that moment, I didn't know that Duran Duran would become my wonderful ones, the traveling companions who would never leave me alone. I didn't know I would wear out batteries and cassettes along the streets of the Brianza region, nor that I would spend sleepless nights waiting for an album or a concert ticket. In this book, I wanted to gather the fragments of a love that has lasted 45 years. It's a story made of presence, of racing to never miss a front row spot, and of songs that, as if by magic, resonate through the air exactly when you need them most. I wrote these pages for those who, like me, still feel their blood boil at the first notes of friends of mine. But I also wrote them for those who think that at a certain age, you should stop dreaming. My story proves the opposite. Passion is an act of resistance. And as long as that rhythm continues to mark time, we will never truly be far from that boy who, in 1983, discovered the wonder for the very first time. Music is the only thing that makes sense in a world that makes none. Chapter 1. Burning the Ground. It was 1983. A year I didn't know would become my year zero. Stefano was my partner in Sonic Discoveries. We'd been sharing music every single day since our elementary school desks. He lived for the Police and Stuart Copeland's clean rhythm, but he had a special nose for whatever was moving in the air. One afternoon, he handed me his headphones with the confidence of someone delivering a magic key. "I think you're going to like these," he told me. The notes of Hungry Like the Wolf exploded. It wasn't just music. It was a blast. I still remember the weight of the headphones on my ears and that first guitar scratch that seemed to bite the air. The initial giggle wasn't just a sound, it was a secret invitation into